With its focus on food and the good life, France's identity has always been closely linked to its countryside. But rural towns and villages have been dying as the number of farmers has declined and young people have moved to the cities. Now some country towns are finding new ways to survive, as Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Surrounded by fields of wheat and sunflowers, about halfway between Champagne and Burgundy, lies the town of Châtillon-sur-Seine. Even though it's not on the main highway to Paris, the town once thrived as a regional center of agriculture and stone and wood crafting. But in the last two decades, Châtillon has lost 1,000 people, 15% of its total population, as the old die and the young move to bigger towns in search of employment. As she lunches in one of the few remaining popular cafes, Châtillon native Nicole Mathias laments the town's fate.
La ville a beaucoup changé depuis au moins 25 ans.
The town has changed a lot in the last 25 years, she says. There were a lot more businesses before, and we had many cafes that were bustling and convivial. Now people my age in their 70s, they leave little by little, and they aren't replaced anymore by young people. It's a town that's dying.
Bonjour, Madame Espolard. Comment allez-vous? Très bien, et vous-même?
Real estate agent Marie-Agnès Espolard could not disagree more. Châtillon is not dying, she says. It is simply changing to survive. Outsiders, most of them French people looking for country homes, are coming to Châtillon to buy and restore the town's old houses.
Bonjour.
And a quarter of Espolard's clients are foreigners, not all looking for vacation homes. With Espolard's help, Robin and Rachel Shaw have traded a cramped London flat for the country life on a large property just outside Châtillon that includes its own waterfall.
Yeah, we've got the house, this house, which is, I don't know, a couple of hundred years old. This garden, which slopes up to the rock face up there. And then we've got this mill, this old mill.
Robin Shaw, a computer animator, will now work from home, and the couple's children will attend local French schools.
People are just so grateful that there are young people coming in with a family to live here all the time. Because you drive through these villages, the buildings are crumbling, there's just a few holiday homes, but it's dead, completely dead. No shops, no nothing, no people out on the street. And they're just like a shell, a ghost town. I think that's one of the reasons why everyone's so friendly, is because they're really desperate to keep their village life alive.
And that's a priority for Châtillon's mayor, Hubert Brigand, who says his first job is to be the town's salesman. In the last 3 years, Brigand says he's managed to attract several new employers to his town and reversed the loss of population. School enrollment is up for the first time in two decades. And he knows the town's rising fortunes are in part thanks to its new residents.
It's something we hadn't experienced until a few years ago, and we are thrilled because it helps our rural community to restore old and abandoned houses. And even if it raises housing prices a little, it won't hurt locals. It's positive, and it's going to bring dynamism and life to our community.
A few in Châtillon have their doubts about the influx of foreigners, but even the skeptics see how they could help the town survive. For 35-year-old stonemason Arnaud Mercier, Châtillon's comeback is allowing his centuries-old craft to flourish again.
It's worrying for Burgundy and France because they are buying up all our heritage. But it's a paradox because they are also rebuilding our houses and edifices and bringing the history of France to life.
The French government says it wants to revive rural France by developing service and internet-based businesses and focusing on local products and tourism. But the government also wants to encourage the immigration of younger people, retirees, and foreigners to the countryside, calling them a major source of economic growth for the future. Most people in Châtillon seem to feel the same way. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Châtillon-sur-Seine.